Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Beatboxing, where beat reporters from each team square off inside your listening device. Let's meet this week's contenders.
I like the way you work, kid. No diggity. I thought to bag it up.
Representing the visiting team, New York Giants, Madeline Burke, TV host for the New York Giants and a reporter for Sports Illustrated.
Medals round my neck because I won.
Repping the home team, Dallas Cowboys, RJ Choppy, morning show host on 105.3 The Fan, which is our WFAN sister station in Dallas. All right, let's have a good, clean fight. Round one is my favorite round, the emoji round. RJ, choose and explain one emoji, not a GIF or GIF, to explain your team at this very moment in week five.
There were so many that I had to go to choose from. The one I'm most familiar with is the middle finger, because that's what I usually get most in a text message for people, especially girls. But I went with the burger, the hamburger, because the mantra of this Cowboys team is 40 burger. They aim to score 40 every single week. Defense be damned. We don't care about defense. We don't want defense. We want offense. We want entertainment. We want scoring. We want a lot of points. We want Dak Prescott to win the MVP. We want everybody to go home happy and Kellen Moore to take over this entire operation and tell Jason Garrett exactly what he was missing when he was here. So burger is my emoji. 40 burger. They're going to put up 40 in this game. No, they're not. I don't even think they're going to come close to 40, but 40 burger. Burger is my emoji.
I mean, I appreciate the fact that you're coming at it like an all-star game approach. Who needs defense? I mean, they do have a star on their helmets for a reason, playing that all-star mentality. But I went for the New York Football Giants with that little face with the smoke coming out of his nose like that. Because we all heard those comments that former Dallas Cowboy Troy Aikman made. And you know what? We need to put some respect on this Giants team. Their record aside, this team is a resilient team. They have lost offensive captain Nick Gates, starting center, defensive captain Blake Martinez. They continue to build and make momentum, and they got the win in New Orleans last week in a very improbable way. I think they're coming in fired up. They heard the comments. They got that bulletin board material. They are ready to go.
Although I did see Joe Judge did say that they don't have bulletin boards in the locker room anymore. They are TV screens.
He was being literal. They don't have actual literal cork boards in the locker room. Doesn't mean.
Round two, Dak Prescott. So same NFL week, same stadium, same opponent. 1 year ago, literally almost to the day, Dak Prescott suffered that compound fracture, the dislocated ankle. Madeline, is Dak Prescott the front runner for 2021's NFL Comeback Player of the Year?
I think absolutely he is. And I think, you know, the other candidates for the award, somebody like Joe Burrow, Saquon Barkley, haven't quite come out swinging as strong as Dak has. Christian McCaffrey already down with another injury as well. But that aside, not just that the other guys aren't playing as well, Dak is playing incredibly well. He's on pace to set career highs in completion percentage, in passer rating this season. His 10 passing touchdowns through four games is the most in his career and tied for the third most through four games in Cowboys history. He's just sitting there off to a strong start, making some plays, setting some records. I have so many more stats, but I'm going to leave some on the board for RJ because I'm sure he's coming with those as well. I think we're going to be in agreement on this one.
Yeah, we are going to be in agreement. He clearly is. I mean, he basically, Alex Smith last year was a perfect example. He basically had to just take the field and he was going to win the award. And that doesn't mean that the other guys aren't deserving. This has never been an award about who plays better post-injury. This is an award about who comes back from the more severe injury. It probably shouldn't be that way, but it more likely is. The big thing for me is Dak is not only probably going to win the comeback player of the year, but if the Cowboys get to like 11 wins, he's probably going to win the MVP too, because the MVP is all about who surprises the most. It should be Patrick Mahomes every year. He's the greatest quarterback in the world, but it's not going to be. It's same with LeBron James. It's who surprises the most, who does something. Oh, the Cowboys can't win 11 games. So yeah, he is going to be the comeback player of the year.
I put a small bet on a comeback player of the year on Sam Darnold, because he is coming back from Adam Gase. Enough.
That's true.
Fired.
That's true.
Woo. Round three, the most intriguing storyline. RJ, besides the Dak Prescott story, which we just talked about, what is the most intriguing storyline in this game and why?
You know, for me, the most intriguing storyline in this game is always when the Cowboys and Giants play, it's Jason Garrett. Jason Garrett was here for a decade, actually more than that, because he was here from like 07 to 2019. And he had been here in the past before that as a player. Him coming home with the amount of love that he and the Jones family have for each other, they're very, very close. He's almost like a friend. He's a son to them, really. That's the big storyline for me. It's Jason Garrett always returning. What kind of wrinkle does he have? You know, it would not surprise me one bit if Jason Garrett didn't open the game with a flea flicker. Jason Garrett didn't throw a flea flicker in 10 years here. And it would not surprise me if there wasn't some triple reverse option, Daniel Jones going down the sideline, because evidently he's the fastest guy in the Giants, so it's Jason Garrett.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of coaching overlap. Jason Garrett, obviously the biggest storyline. Former Giants tight end coach Linda Wells is now with the Cowboys. Got Ben McAdoo over there in Dallas. But I'm going to go with Daniel Jones, who is quietly having a career year. He's having a career season in completion percentage, in passing yards, in giveaways. He had that fumble in week one. And yes, he did have an interception last week. But again, that was at a Hail Mary at the end of the half. So I think we got to put a little asterisk by that. He's controlling the ball, his passer rating, all a career high. And he's one of three players with 1,000 or more passing yards and 150 or more rushing yards, joining Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts. This man is playing well. He's playing confident. This offensive line that has been a huge question mark is shoring things up, and I think it's going to be time to earn some respect on this stage for Daniel Jones.
Round four, the first round draft picks. The Cowboys picked Parsons at 12. The Giants selected Tony at 20. Which player will have a bigger impact on this game, Madeline?
You know, I think Micah Parsons is a lot of fun to watch. He's a beast. I loved watching him on Hard Knocks. But I'm going to say Kadarius Toney, the human joystick. This man has been, as Amani Toomer said on our post game last week, and I am running with this one, he's quicker than a hiccup. This man, and the way that he describes how he makes defenders miss, he's like, well, it's like freeze tag. You know, if they're going left, you got to go right. How is it that simple? How is it that simple for a rookie who's out there, you know, third and 18, getting that yak, easily making that conversion? And he's had limited reps. So I think the more tape that we see from Kadarius Toney, the more we see him on this field, defenses are going to be like, wow, this guy can do a lot more than I thought.
Look, I'm looking for Kadarius Toney stats here. I'm looking for him on like the top receiver. My thing doesn't scroll down that far. I have no idea who he is. No, seriously, exactly. It's probably Toney from the positional value standpoint. If the Cowboys, and I swear to God, they do this, I am not a fan of arson, but I'm considering it. If they play Micah Parsons at linebacker because they cut Jalen Smith and not at defensive end where he can actually, you know, I don't know, impact the game, then it's going to be Toney. If they play him at linebacker, it's Toney. If they play him at defensive end for, you know, more than half his snaps, it's going to be Micah Parsons because, you know, I don't trust Daniel Jones. Micah's going to force like seven fumbles, so Toney won't even get the ball. But you're right. If he plays at linebacker with the Cowboys, stupidly will do, it will be Toney.
I'm just going to go ahead and chime in there, too. And the fact that you said, you know what, I don't even know who this guy is, that's why I think he's going to be a bigger impact. Because you look at this, he didn't play in the preseason. He was injured. He was dealing with COVID issues. He's been kind of very slowly brought along. He had limited reps, limited plays, has gotten on the field more and more. And as we're seeing more of him, we're seeing how talented he is. But still, he hasn't made a play yet. He hasn't been that guy that people are zeroing in on or honing in on. And so he's still a bit of an anomaly that people don't quite know what the Giants have with him. And I think that is going to be to his benefit.
And I will never give credit to a Florida Gator. I mean, I am a Tennessee grad, so that's a sticking point. I can't root for Tony. I cannot do that. You're Gator chomping me. I could tell. No, I can't do that.
Round five, know your competition. The weakest unit of my opponent's team is what, RJ?
Oh, this is easy. It's Joe Judge. The walking, bumbling boob that is Joe Judge. I mean, when I saw him dive on the ground in mud to get a football or try to play Mr. Tough Guy with his sort of, I don't know, I just Joe Judge to me is the perfect example of why Dave Gettleman is the gift to the rest of the NFC East. Joe Judge just loves to show that special teams is good. I love him. He punts on fourth and inches. It's fantastic. He is a gift to the NFC East. Dave Gettleman is a gift to the NFL. There's no saving them. The only thing saving them is the ownership tipping over more trash cans and firing both of those fools.
Tipping over more trash cans, exactly. Madeline, the weakest unit of the Cowboys is?
I like that specific reference right there too. I'm going to go ahead and say, hey, listen, the Cowboys are good, right? We know this, but their defense, their overall defense, 26th in the league. Cowboys are actually 30th in the league in terms of yards per play allowed. And that matched up with the Giants team that in week four put up 8.08 yards per play. Very specific, but got to get specific because that's good for third most of any team in any game this season. Also, the run defense, Cowboys run defense, yes, they are number six in the NFL, allowing just 81 yards per game. But last week, Dallas did limit the Panthers running backs, but quarterback Sam Darnold, he averaged nearly 6 yards per carry with two scores. Dual threat Daniel, can he capitalize on this? I think so. Daniel Jones leads the NFL, not quarterbacks. I'm talking about the entire NFL in yards per carry this season with 7 yards per attempt. He's also the team's leading rusher. I think he's going to get some Danny wheels. Who needs dimes when you got wheels?
Yeah, let me tell you, this Cowboys defense, don't let the numbers fool you. It's a bad defense. Everyone's focusing on the turnovers. They're like 29th, 30th in yards. It's terrible, right? It's not a very good defense. So, yeah, like it clearly is the weak link unit on this team, no doubt.
Well, that's how they built the team through the draft and everything. They were, you know, that's how they were doing it. It was offense. Like you said in the beginning, that was it.
Yeah, we're here about fun. We're not winning. We're here about fun.
Are we having fun yet?
Madeline, round six, key matchup for your team for the Giants to win on Sunday. What is your key matchup to keep an eye on?
I mean, hey, RJ just mentioned that the Cowboys defense isn't great. I think the Giants defense really needs to step up right now as well. Last season, the defense was the backbone of this team, was the strength of this team, and was, you know, the cornerstone of the success that they were able to find in the later part of the season. But this year, they haven't quite found that groove. And, you know, last week in that win in New Orleans, they became just one of three teams to win a game this season with zero sacks and one of just two to do so with zero quarterback hits. The Giants need to get pressure on the quarterback. They also can't be missing tackles. You saw Taysom Hill run through like half the defense to get into the end zone. And you know what? The guys are focusing so much on punching the ball loose. They got to prioritize tackling. I talked to DB's coach Jerome Henderson this week. He said, you know what? First guy to get there has to bring the man to the ground. If other guys come up, they can help punch that ball out, but you got to get the man to the ground. Otherwise, we're going to see what we saw last week, just running through half the defense.
RJ, for your team to win on Sunday, what is your key matchup to keep an eye on?
It is for the Cowboys, it is Anthony Brown against whoever he is covering at that particular time. He was abysmal in the opener against Tampa. His Pro Football Focus grade and coverage was like a 49. Each of the last 3 weeks has been about a 75, so he's improved. But he is, you know, now that Jalen Smith's gone, he is the new Cowboys scapegoat. Jalen Smith, it used to be Jason Garrett, and then once you couldn't scapegoat Jason Garrett anymore, it moved on to Jalen Smith, and then once you cut him and he couldn't scapegoat him, it's Anthony Brown. Basically, they just want to base any nice guy they're going to scapegoat. That's what's kind of happening. Anthony Brown's got a tattoo of a chip on his shoulder. He's going to need that entire chip. He's going to need the entire chip this weekend. He is the key guy for this team, the matchup. If the Cowboys win the Anthony Brown matchup, they should be fine.
Finally, round seven, the game outcome. So the last I checked, could have changed, but the last I checked, the Giants are 7-point underdogs obviously it depends on where you look. And we could still see some fluctuation in that, but RJ, who wins this game and how does it play out?
You know, the only thing that's keeping me from thinking the Cowboys win this game by 700 points is the fact that the Giants seem to, for some reason, play well on the road. I don't know how they do this. Okay. I don't know why they do this, but I, you know, like the Cowboys win 35-21. That's the score that I have. The Cowboys win 35-21. They're just a better team. Their offense, I don't know. There's maybe what the Chiefs, the Bills, the Bucks. There's a handful of teams that can keep up offensively with the Cowboys. I don't think the Giants are one of them. Home road doesn't matter. I don't think the Giants can keep up offensively with the Cowboys. Even though the Giants do have weapons, like, you know, they got decent receivers, good running game. Daniel Jones is playing better. It's just not enough for the way this Cowboys offense is humming. 40 burger, baby.
You know, I'm going to say, I just can't go on the record not saying the Giants are going to win, just because the same reason as last week, everyone's going to pick the Cowboys. Everyone, common sense, is going to say, obviously, looking at the stats, the way these teams match up, the Cowboys should win this game. But that's exactly why I think the Giants will win it, right? I think that this is just, I mean, an NFC division matchup, an NFC East matchup is always everything's up in the air. And, you know, Patrick Graham talked about it earlier this week. Years ago, one of his first games as an assistant coach, he was standing next to Jason Pierre-Paul years ago during the national anthem, and JPP turned to him and said, "Hey, this ain't the Jets. A little different, huh? It's a different vibe. It's a different environment. Guys are gassed up. Guys are juiced. Giants offense is starting to hit his stride. Cowboys, we know, can put up points. I think it's going to be a very high-scoring game, but I think it's going to be decided by a last-second field goal, which the Giants have seen all too frequently, but hopefully this one goes in New York's favor.
Graham Gano's favor. All right. So I've totaled this up as you guys were talking. Let me.
So it should be 7-0 me, right? I was just looking at the numbers.
Right? Not quite seven.
By me, you mean Madeline. You didn't say my whole name, but you true. Know, it's okay. True. You got the first letter right.
All right. Round one went to you, RJ. I love the middle finger from girls. I think that made me laugh. It's funny. And
I'm glad somebody likes it, because I don't necessarily usually enjoy it, but whatever.
Hilarious. So that round went to you.
Well, like, you could get like an Eli Manning Monday Night Football.
Yeah, you could do that. Could be one of those.
Round two went to you, Madeline. Stats heavy. Totally blew me away with those stats and for Dak Prescott in favor of him. So round two went to you. We have 1-1 so far. Round three, RJ, Jason Garrett returns home. And you know what? I'm going to be thinking about you on that first play of the Giants offensive drive, because if they try a flea flicker or a triple reverse, you called it.
Evan Ingram around.
I got you.
Okay, so round four, I could not make a decision. So round four actually went to you, RJ, but Madeline had a nice save with that challenger at the end there. So round four, because of that challenge, was a draw for me.
Oh, man.
I have two stars and the word draw there, okay? Round five, Madeline, because I like how you tied it back to Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones, and Jones does lead the NFL in yards per carry, and that's, like, amazing to me for a quarterback to do that. Round six went to you, RJ. So that came down to the last round.
Oh, love how it works like that. Tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker.
Not really. It's like either it's a tie or RJ wins.
RJ, you won it, because I love the 40 burger tie back into your kind of score prediction. RJ,
I should have wrote Seinfeld. I should have been like the creator of it. And, like, you know, I tie everything into the first scene. How it
tippy
works
toes.
Like that.
Tippy toes.
That's it. So RJ,
good one. I like that. Good reference. Thank you. Yeah, I have so many people I want to thank here for this wonderful victory. Myself, whoever invited me on this thing. Great. Fantastic.
Shout out to all the girls who flipped you off in the text message.
I don't really have a whole lot to say to them at this point, you know, but we're good. You know, I've moved on with my life. They, I hope, have, you know, never forgotten about me.
And they helped you earn the win today. So that's something
you had on. Yes.
All right, guys. Great job. I appreciate you both coming on and doing this.
This was fun. Thank you.
Lovely to be here.
I've made my decision. Now it's your turn. Head to Coach McCartan on Twitter. That's MCCARTAN to cast your vote to give out the Listener's Choice Beatboxing Belt. In doing so, please consider strength of argument and also delivery.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.